I call the City Council of Lapine, Oregon to order. Roll call vote, please. Dan?
Dan Varco here.
Councilor Del McAfee here.
Ken Mullenix, Mayor.
Stu Martinez, Councilor.
And we've established a quorum. And I would like to ask our first mayor of the city of Lapine, and Councilor Martinez is responsible for our two flags in the council room tonight, and I'd like to ask him to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. If you'll all join us, rise, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there any added agenda items besides the two that I have?
Yes, I'd like to add a kind of an update for the sewer and water from the city manager.
Any others? Hearing none, I'd like to add we have two applications for social gaming license. From one is from the Bowling Alley, and the other one is from Homestead Tavern, and we'll add the items to the agenda in the appropriate place. The we're now at item 5 is the consent agenda. Are there any comments? Dan?
No comment.
Yeah, I have a correction. That on page 5, and City Manager Allen stated he received an email from Councilor McAfee. I guess he must have misunderstood me. What I did state was that the law firm had already did a legal review on the ordinances, so I was questioning why we were going to have additional expenses to do the same thing. And then I also said if it was a formatting issue, then someone at City Hall could possibly do it. And that had to do with the codification of the ordinances.
Any others? Stu? Do you have any change?
No, I don't.
Councilor Griner, do you have any changes or comments on the consent agenda? None? Okay. I entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda as corrected.
I'd make that motion.
I second.
Been motioned and seconded. Any question? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. At this time, we have public comments on the agenda, and what I'd like to say is we have a very beautiful, nice podium area for public comment. I'd like for you, if you have public comments, I'd like for you to come forward. You've had an explanation on the PA system. Please state your name and your address. Are there any public comments? Name and address, please.
Sorry. John Thomas. I live at 53215 Holiday Drive, out off of Day Road there. You mentioned the liquor licenses. There's also a public comments on agenda item number 13. Would that be a better time to talk to the council about the liquor licenses, or would it be this time?
Well, you can have 3 minutes and say what you want.
Let's just do it right now then. I don't see the preacher of the Church of Christ that's over here on Highway 97 here, that's adjacent to one of the outfits applying for a liquor license, which is the Homestead Tavern. But he's my father, he's my dad, and I don't see him here, and so I'm going to go ahead and speak for him. I was over at his house the other day, had breakfast, and the church does have a problem with the liquor license at Homestead Tavern. Very much so. They are in quite a bind about it. And I discussed it with him, and I said, well, Dad, bring it to the council and tell them what you think about it. And I don't see him here, so as a son, I'm just going to voice a little bit of his opinion. He said that it would not be conducive to where they are. They have been there for many years, and now all of a sudden this bar wants to move in next to the church. So all the congregation is in a big uproar. I said, well, how about if they built a big fence on the property line? He said, well, if they couldn't have anything else, then if they couldn't keep them away from the church, then that might do it. So I'm just going to throw that out to you right now. I do know how they feel, and they're quite upset about a bar coming next to the church.
Thank you very much. Are there any other public comments? Hearing none, I would like to proceed to... at this point, I'd like to move if we have somebody in here from the... I'd like to move item 8 up to above item 7. If that person is here to speak to that, okay. Because that'll get you back on the road north. Item 8 is contract to write a section of the city comprehensive plan and the historic and culture preservation code.
Well, good evening. I'm Pat Cleaver. I'm a historic preservation planner with Cleaver Engineering and Associates. The engineering comes from my husband, who's a civil engineer. And this is gorgeous. I'm just so excited for your new space here. It's wonderful. I'm glad to be here tonight. The Deschutes County has had a historic landmarks commission since the mid-1980s. And that commission was rather unique in the state, because it represented all the jurisdictions in the county, Bend, Redmond, Sisters, and the whole rural county as well. And what we're looking to do is to have the city of Lapine have its own historic preservation code, and then also possibly have its own landmarks commission, so that you can be self-contained down here. And at the same time, this year, Redmond has started their own landmarks commission and changed their code a little bit. And Bend and the county are doing that right now, and they expect to split up and have their own landmarks commissions early next year as well. So it's all going to be happening at one time. So the landmarks commission every other year is able to apply for funding that actually comes from the National Park Service. And that National Park Service money is passed through the State Historic Preservation Office. And I talked to the city council here 2 years ago and asked if that was of interest. And they said, we always like free money. So we went ahead and wrote the grant, and we're approved. and we got the money to pay for me to write your code. Also, if you look at your comprehensive plan where it talks about historic preservation, it says insert Pat stuff here. That's actually what it says. And so we need to insert Pat stuff there. So it won't be a very long section, but there does need to be some policy written about historic preservation in the city. The comprehensive plan is also the place that the city council writes the actual properties that will be protected by the historic preservation code. And you've inherited two properties from the county, the Grange Hall and the historic part of your cemetery. So right now we would be writing those two properties into the comprehensive plan, again with policies that the city council wants to write in there. I think I have an idea. I'll give you a draft so you don't have to just make it up. Then we can go from there. The Historic Preservation Code is going very well. I already kind of started it. And a couple years back, in the winter of 2008-2009, Sherry Swartz and I performed your first, what they call an inventory of historic properties. And we literally walked this town a couple of times and inventoried all your buildings that were 40 years old or older into both the computer database into the paper files that are at Deborah McMahon's house right now. And so I think it's a wonderful situation that we've done that first, because we can write the code that really is appropriate for LaPine's buildings instead of ones that, say, are in downtown Portland. But it's going very well, and we're hoping to actually have that the first draft of that code by the end of this year, so that we can go forward and make, you know, have it as a discussion item in a work session or whatever is appropriate then, and make sure that it follows what you folks want, and then we can go through the Planning Commission and public hearings after that. Anyway, so money-wise, is we've got this completely funded through this what's called a Certified Local Government Grant, which is coming to the Deschutes County Historic Landmarks Commission. And so the any bills that are given to you for this, then you'll be reimbursed by Deschutes County Community Development Department. And they're actually getting the check. So what we're doing is we're formatting it the same way as the rest of the code, so that it looks the same. And yet this one may, if it's what you want, right now I'm putting historic photos of LaPine in it to break up the sections and make it look really cool and make it more user-friendly. But I think it'll flow very nicely with the other codes as well.
Do we want to have a motion this evening to authorize the writing of this contract? Do we need a... Okay. I mean, the money's there, and the idea's there, and I think the...
Yeah, I'd like to have a contract so I can tell my husband that I'm not working for free. It would be nice.
And how do you see, and in what form do you see this contract? Just an agreement?
We've provided the actual contract for your signature to the city manager.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, great. So I think in my experience, historic preservation is a big topic, and it's a lot easier to talk about it when you have something to review and, you know, to mark up and ask questions about. So I think we'll start with something that I think is appropriate and submit it to you and in a more informal way, in work session or something like that. We can go over it. Yeah. Okay, that sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's great.
Well, I see the path of this, and we'd like to say thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And I would see a basic agreement that we're all on board for this.
Wonderful.
So, Pat, thank you very much for coming.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you. Did it again.
Sorry.
Check.
It's payback. Just push the end button. Okay. What is now item 8 is review of the Planning Commission applicants. You have before you two of the applicants' forms that were forwarded from the Planning Commission. And I'd like to let me start over here with Councilor Greiner. And any comments? Yes, yes. All right. So, yes, please. Maybe you can just give the public a little summary of why you want to be on the Planning Commission and some background. Please.
Yes, my name is Norman McClung, and I live at 152656 Hackamore Lane in Wagon Trail Ranch. We've been a resident up here since 2005. We were part-time for a while, but now we're full-time, so we just want to help out the community in any way we can. We've always believed in this, and my background is kind of building and watching out for stuff, and we like a nice, clean community, and that's why I volunteered for the Planning Commission, because I can help keep, you know, a new city takes a lot to get started.
Sure.
And there's a lot of things to write and get going, so if I can help out in any way, I'd be happy to.
Very good. Thank you very much.
My name is Justin V. Tannen. I live at Cassidy Lane in Huntington Meadows, and my background's in accounting and management, and there's going to be a lot of code writing involved with the Planning Commission, and I would like to use my administrative skills to help the city grow in any way I can help.
Very good. Thank you very much. Any comments? Blue button.
Okay, if I could call you Norman. Okay, Norman, thank you. I see on your application that you have some experience in, is it planning? Or is it home building plans, layout, architectural background?
Okay.
I also see that you are a past board member of the Wagon Trail Ranch. And so what did you learn out of that experience that brings you to this new experience? Justin, have we met before?
Yes, I believe we have.
Okay, and if I remember correctly, you applied for another position?
That is correct.
And you did make a comment, if I remember, that you would be willing to help in any way you could, because some other circumstances came up and you weren't able to come to work full time, but you're volunteering your time now.
That's correct.
Okay, because I remember your application, you seem to be very qualified for that job.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Want to say thank you. I appreciate people who want to get involved and engaged and help us move forward, so thank you very much.
And I would echo that too. There's a great deal of need at the city level for volunteers, especially in these committees that are extremely important. I recognize it, and the past council and this council does too, that it allows those members of the Lopine community who don't necessarily live in the city to participate and actually bring forth their expertise and experience. So thank you very much for applying, and now we're going to move to approve. So I would entertain a motion that we approve the two applications submitted by the Planning Commission.
How many positions are open?
I know there's two.
Two. Okay.
At least.
There's always
two. I second that.
There's been a motion and a second to approve the applications. Are there any further questions? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And get ready to go to work.
Welcome.
And I would echo... go ahead. I would echo Councillor Adele's comments about the sign ordinance. We are now at item 9, and it's the city manager's hiring process, and the city manager's going to lead us. Okay.
I'm going to come try that. You know, We were having trouble.
This one is working.
Yep. No, I don't have one. Yep. Go grab one. In fact, bring me the one page that is not the names. I'll give you one of those. There should be a sheet that's not the names. It's got some dates and times of things. Yeah, I need this. Okay. Just to give you an update on that, and I've sent you guys an email on it. Ken and Adele and I have been working on these and narrowing them down. And remember, this is an open until filled process. It's important to remember it. You always, I say it every time. Someone could apply tonight. It's okay. And if we decide to throw them in the mix, we can. And that is what most places are doing now, because you never know. People start dropping out. Someone comes along. So we could run the ad again next week if we want. And that doesn't mean anything. So it's open until filled. So we have been working on narrowing that down and setting up the process. And what you're finding right now is there are lots of city manager job openings. And it's one of those, you know, it's to be honest, it'd be nice if you had the opening 6 months ago, or if you maybe have it 6 months in the future. I mean, it's just you're hitting with lots of competition. And there probably could be special districts and other places that have openings, but there just seems to be, and there was a lot of turnover in managers because of new councils coming on in January. They then decided they didn't like the directions necessarily of those cities and then moved those managers on. That comes with the job. And then in some cases, several of those have actually been, those new councilmen have already been recalled. So it's kind of funny, people vote for a new council, the council makes some changes, they've been in office 6 months, the voters, same voters that elected them, recall them. You know, it's, you always want what I guess you don't have. And as soon as you change it, then you don't like that. So anyway, it is kind of interesting. Just a lot of that going on right now. So we are going to plan on, and this is much for the public because they pretty well know it. On Monday night, the 21st, the plan is to have a public meet and greet at Wiki Up Station. I talked to them yesterday, and anyone can show up. But it's kind of a chance to see people in a casual setting. A lot of places have done that. They can bring their spouse if they have one. Anybody can show up. There's no program. There's no speeches. And you just mingle around, and you get to see how people do in a blue jeans environment. So on. So that is planned for the 21st. And then the next day we do 6 to 7:30. If they want a drink, they buy their own. We'll have some hors d'oeuvres for them set out. Then on the 22nd, we do our official process. And you'll see the list. We want to involve the community, so that some folks, you know, we get some saying and some buy-in. It's important for the person to be successful that more than just the five up here support them and get to know them. And so you'll see the list there. Now, these names, these people have not been contacted by and large. We have basically, if one or two of any one group can't attend, it's okay. The group is still big enough. So some of you say, gosh, you got too many there. We know that out of seven, probably one or two will not be able to make it. You can't move this around for everyone. There's no way to find a date that works. I mean, this is when it is, and if you're out of town or can't attend. But we felt that economic development type business folks see what the business community thinks, then kind of the general community from your nonprofits and kind of the community events type folks, and then kind of a government. And you'll see we've got our fire chief, our parks director, our sewer and water president, and our new Lori Martin is sitting up here. She's our new city recorder / finance manager. And then we divided the council up so there's not a quorum in any of the three groups. So council members will be able to sit and listen and hear what's said in the different groups. And then we'll have a lunch, an informal lunch, because everyone will be starving. And then the idea is the council would go into executive session and kind of talk about what they've heard from people, what they heard in their sessions, and so on. And the other idea that a city just did today, in fact, They then took one of the committee members and actually invited them into the executive session. Under Oregon law, you can invite anyone you would like into an executive session. And so I thought maybe that's something. The other thing, which I can still switch this, which if you guys want to talk, we could do, pull you out of all three of those, say, and have the council as one that you interview as a group. We end up with a fourth group, and they rotate. So you have just the community folks in each of those, and then you have just the council, and that would be an executive session. That's also one way of doing it. So split you up, and you're in with folks, or could just I just throw that out as, you know, right now it's totally in our control, so we can do anything we want with it. So, but that's kind of what we have outlined. And then we would, based on kind of what you think, we would then perform some backgrounds. Unless you decide, hey, let's keep looking. Maybe there's a good one in there, but you'd like to look just a little more for a week or two. We can do that. It's a fluid process. Nothing's cast in stone. And part of it is it's a competitive market. I'll give you an example. Some of the people we've talked to have already been hired away. One just took a job or is a finalist, and I then looked on in the newspaper, and there it was. The council voted, and they're just pending background. Another person that I met in Madras on Monday or Tuesday, whatever it was, Tuesday, I guess, yesterday, but someday this week, who is in our list, was interviewing in Madras, and that person was in the top two in another city, and they were doing backgrounds on the top two, and then they were going to decide which of those two. And that person was in the top three in Madras today. That's just the reality of what's going on out there. Another gentleman that was that we liked, we called, and he then called me back the next day and said, no, was just not interested. So you have to realize another person was having difficulty making our dates work and wanted a separate process. And I said, well, I can't bring all these people together for a separate process. You know, when you apply for a job, you need to know that these things are coming. So, you know. What?
Did I hear?
Well, we know, let's not go there. Oh, well, no, I know. I mean, it's just, in other words, we put it at people, you can move these along quicker. I mean, it could be if we don't get someone in this, and the next one we simply find a couple people and we bring them in the following week. I mean, you know, you have, that's why I'm saying, don't get boxed into anything that has to be. Our goal is, and I think the audience and the public, is to find the best person to run this darn city and get them here. And we need to do whatever we need to do that. And so we've done what we've done. I just said we could rerun the ad, thinking there are some folks who were second and third in some of these other places who maybe didn't apply because they thought they were getting one of those other jobs. Then they didn't get those jobs. You were just talking to the gentleman in the back. There was a change I didn't know about today, but I did talk to a person who had come in the top three in Pendleton and did not get that job. And he's just telling me about someone that just got the job in Pendleton, and now that's a new opening. So, you know, the people are on the move. And I think part of it is just, you know, when we have a little time, I guess it's that, Nick's wife, when she was working on kind of the emerging leaders, one of the problems that's going on, again, this is just, is that nobody can get experience. Nobody wants to hire the younger people because I think the processes are getting tougher. You know, Ben just, what, at $125,000 for like the second time, couldn't get an assistant manager at $125,000. So I don't know if we're asking for too much. I don't know if the public's demanding a lot, so these are tougher jobs. You know, I'm just talking out loud. I mean, but somewhere, someone's going to have to start letting some folks into the system here and realize that they may goof up. And they're going to have to learn. And if we're a town of 1,600 and you can't start in Lapine, I mean, we're 500-person cities don't have city managers. So it's a tough thing. And so we may have to reevaluate a little bit, too. We don't have a police department. We don't have a fire department. And you know, when I was talking to a couple of these folks, they said, no, that's 50-60% of their hassles is fire and police. We don't have that. You know, and our planning's contracted out. And in the next 2 or 3 years, if you have 10 building permits, you might be lucky. So, you know, we maybe might have to reevaluate. But we do have some good folks, I think, right now, if we can get them to show up. And we may want to add to that by a couple folks, I think. So we've got four right now, and I've got to get confirmations on them. But four, and like I say, I'd almost like to have one or more, one or two more in the list, because knowing that one or two will probably not come. So that's where we are. Are you guys okay with kind of the layout of this first set? And the mayor and Adele went back and forth on the list of people. We had to negotiate, and I sat in the middle. You could, if someone wanted to comment on the process. There actually is it's a little debatable that sometimes the process is supposed to be people have a chance to comment on, and we may have to do something else on that. But if you just to one of those little things, so you would, Mr. Mayor, maybe just say if anyone wanted to comment on the process, it has something of an idea. That's just one of those things that helps.
Thank you very much, because yes, it's a good opportunity to ask if anybody in the audience has any comments on the process as city managers laid it out. Ideas, any thoughts about it? It's a good time to say something. Everybody likes it.
Never says anything, and I'm not one to be shy, so here you go. I think the city, I feel that the city is going in this direction that we want bigger and better all the time and all that. I think we need to kind of backtrack a little bit. As Rick said, we really don't have the job description other cities have, and so I think that we'd be better off to save a little bit of money and get that younger, more inexperienced person or whatever that can certainly handle Lapine with 1,565 people or whatever it is. Again, that's my comment on that. And then this process here, I would agree to have the council members have their own fourth group, because the other folks in these three groups might feel freer to express their opinions without the council member, that big gun that is in their committee, not being there, and then have it come to the council and then have the council be their own fourth group in that situation.
Okay, thank you very much. So, hearing no further comments, why we'll move on.
Are you happy with it like this? Basically?
I like it.
Yeah. Can I...
find out are basically there. That to the council, is that not correct, or am I off base on that?
Yeah, basically, I mean, you're going to participate. The other thought was that we talked about was, sometimes when you get groups, if council people, because they've been elected, they're good at talking, and they're not as shy. And what you can get sometimes, you can get a group together that you know, you're not sure how it would go. And so one of the theories was by having a councilman in each one, you'll make sure that you prod the process along. Because actually what John said, there is some truth to that. And I've thought about that too. So it's kind of like if you pull out the council, the groups could sit there a little. And depending on, the makeup of the personalities of the people in a group. And you've all been involved in group dynamics. And anyone that doesn't think that groups don't respond differently based on who's in there, you haven't been around very many groups. And so that was the thought, too, that there's no right or wrong. I think it could go either way. It wouldn't make any difference to me.
I was just going to say, I understand we have to limit maybe the people that are in these groups somehow, but some of the people have been involved in the city as it's come along that may not be on here, and like John running the planning commission, I don't see his name on here. Being the chair of the planning commission, I should say. It just seems like some of that perspective might be very valuable to have in a group, and I know that's tough because you have lots of people in the community that are concerned. I'd almost rather form another group than to miss some perspectives or some people that have invested themselves over the years in the city at this point that might, you know, want to participate.
I think that's a good idea if we remove the counselors from the groups and then add those as if any of the other council members want to add in a name. I think that would probably work. So the idea would be at the end of the sessions, then these individual groups would come up with a recommendation.
Yeah, you know, there is no requirement that they all reach consensus. So it's kind of like reporting back. So they would appoint one person from that group that would come then into the council and explain, you know, hey, we had three that liked this person, two that liked this, but this is kind of what they didn't like about this particular candidate. We don't want to have a 25-person executive session. So, you know, like they say, there is no requirement that everybody agrees, you know, that... This works great. I've seen it work great, and it's funny. Then I've seen one of the groups where it actually doesn't work well.
Stu, you have a...
Well, I think the groups are a good idea, and I think a counselor in each group is, you know, like everyone said, there's pros and cons. But what about all these groups? And then I think I heard mentioned that the individual counselors come back as a group to go over what the group they were in, the group that the group was in, and go over all that again. So I think it's a pretty good format. But I was also wondering if the names of all of the applicants could be distributed to the full council. Because there could be a chance, like you were saying, Rick, that you heard from someone that someone else got a job. Well, maybe we've heard something about a candidate, but we wouldn't know because we don't know who the candidates are.
Yeah, no, we will get those out when it gets closer.
So nice.
Well, I'll talk to Jeremy. You run into the public disclosure law. You know that if the meeting, when we have an executive session, that is closed to the public. And if that's a topic, so we have to first kind of work through if you are all emailed something, or I have them all in PDF. I can PDF you these. Then if someone came under a public records request and wanted all of those, so it's just dicier. And so the closer you get to the date, you'll get them. I mean, they're not thick documents that require, so everyone will have them ahead, including the committee members. We'll try to get them out there, but I'm not sure 2 weeks out. We'll do that. It's a little too fluid.
I
also have them over there, and anyone that would like to walk by one at a time can look at them.
My thoughts are that I really like the idea of a counselor being in the groups, because it goes right to what you spoke to. You know, that it can keep the whole process moving along, and those that maybe not would who wouldn't say more or be more involved, the counselor knows what needs to go on. So I'm hesitant to think we'd have groups without counselors in them. I think we've really got an overall a good plan here, and these group dynamics are exactly as you stated. I already know of a couple people that are listed here that aren't going to be able to be here. So I think it's a good plan. I'm not sure I understand the dynamics of after we get through with these three groups, then my understanding is that we would go into executive session, we would invite one person from those groups to bring in the group's recommendation, their thoughts, and we would go through it that way. Okay.
Okay. And the reason for doing it right then is because you're all here. If not, we'd have to come back another night. Thanksgiving's that week. And then say, kind of start working about where we are, because then I need to work on backgrounds and some of the other things that then I think we could bring that person back for a final interview just before the council if you wanted. First week of December or something, something like that.
Okay. Any further comments, council? Then I would like to go to accounting services software update. City manager.
That'll kind of be quick. We put in our budget $22,000, I believe, for software for the accounting system. We now have our finance person, Chris, been here for 1 week. This is her, it started last Tuesday, except Halloween. She was decorated up. So anyway, we are starting to, kind of work on that, and she's done some checking on a few things, and I'm assuming you're still all on board and wanting, I thought before we get too far down a path, that it is a system, we need to buy a system. And we ran the RFPs, and we had three submitted, and so I'm going to bring a couple of those in, and, we didn't, talk to them, and she'll ask all those CPA technical questions, and stuff, and then go from there, and we can kind of negotiate with them. And it's actually pretty complicated when you get into this kind of software, as far as the purchasing and the licensing. It's a racket, is what it is, as much as anything. But it would cost us about $20,000 to do, accounts receivable, account payable, general ledger. Payroll. The payroll piece is, what was it? Several thousand. It was thousands of dollars. It's interesting how expensive all it gets. Then we have a $10,000 utility billing software, but I want to wait until that comes from the utility districts when that gets closer. And today we had a transition meeting, which I guess we'll talk about when we get there. But we were going over some of the things that could connect in. Both of the software companies, the top two that we looked at that bid on us, do integrate with the automatic system that reads the meters and then goes into what the districts currently have. So we'd be able to do it. We may not need to use the $10,000 system that we would add on. So if you guys are okay, we will continue on that. The other idea is you could wait till until February or March when the new city manager comes. And the problem with that was because, first of all, he can't deal with this, or she cannot deal with this on the 2nd of January. So, the reality is they could get to it by February, and by the time you start interviewing and doing things, then your problem is we'll have sewer and water rolling in, your budgets are going together. And the other thing is, it's not like there's 50 choices out there where you're picking between these things. There really are just a few that really will work for us. And I can tell you, most city managers are just darn glad to have someone else doing it, because it's not their cup of tea anyway.
Any comments? No? Discussion on the November 23rd work session.
Well, since we're meeting on Monday, well, first of all, we're having grand openings here, which we can probably tell people, well, I guess we'll just do it now. So, on the 17th and 18th, the 17th we'll have a reception here. It's open to the public from 5:30 to 7:30 for the opening of the City Hall for our dedication. That is not the official dedication. That's a reception. It may be more lively than the dedication. So you can pick what you like. Some of you like both. Stu's done a great job of putting together invites and stuff, and him and his mom have been working on it. We got a list. But on that Thursday night thing, we're going to invite some government folks, some of our business partners that we work with, other mayors, and kind of those kind of folks. Then on Friday at 10 a.m., we will have an official dedication that includes... Stu, why don't you walk down kind of what you got planned?
Red button. Airfare is cheap right now. On Friday, the plan hopefully will be an introduction. Then we have the Lapine High School Choir on board. They'll come in. I was talking to the choir director this morning, and the plan is to have them do the Star Spangled Banner, and then we'll have the mayor's address for the opening, and we'll have some other dignitaries. Some of them that have been invited will not be able to attend because the legislature is in session that day, but they are planning on sending letters that can be read, you know, congratulating the city and everything. Then we will have, there'll be a cake, you know, all the sugar and everything that you want with the coffee on a nice, brisk, you know, Central Oregon day. Then we'll have another, the NROTC folks from the high school will be posting the colors in full dress uniform. Then we'll also have the choir, hopefully we'll sing a second song. They've asked, I'll have to get the council's thoughts, Christmas songs. Does anyone want to hear a Christmas song in November?
Sure.
Okay. They offered that. They're working. They are. They are learning some of them. So that was something that they asked. The principal, Jay Matheson, will be here. The other schools have been invited, the principals and the student body. Council hopefully will be able to make it. And we'll have God Bless America. There will be a blessing of the new City Hall. And we'll have a invocation by Pastor O'Casey. We'll do an invocation. Blessing the chambers, you know, it was all, our country was founded under God and freedom, so, you know, I believe, you know, it's pretty important that that's followed through with our new City Hall. And then we'll sing another song, and then we'll just eat more cake, and there'll be tours throughout the building until 2 o'clock. So everyone in the city is welcome, even those outside the city. Bring your friends, bring your family, bring all the little kids, because eventually they'll be the ones, you know, that the city is here for, is for the next generation. And it is, as everyone said, a historic event for Lapine and Deschutes County and the state of Oregon. So hopefully we'll see all of you here then.
So, that's 2 days. So we're going to be Thursday night and Friday for those who can be here. Some of the council probably is not going to be able to obviously spend all day Friday here, but those who can be here should try to be. But then we come back Monday for our meet and greet on the 21st, and then we do an all day basically till 2 o'clock or something on the interview process. So I'm not sure you wanted to roll back here on Wednesday night, the day before Thanksgiving. And so the question is, are you guys okay with skipping that night?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I was going to bring turkey.
Oh.
We have a consensus.
All right. So, recorders will just not be here on Wednesday night. So, everyone can start their holiday.
Okay. Rick, would you like to go on into sewer and water at this time?
Yeah. Okay. We had a transition meeting today, which we've been having. So we've had three of those so far. And today Donna couldn't be here. Her father is very ill in Portland, and so and we were going to start into the office stuff. We in the last 2 weeks have worked on the plant. We call it the operational stuff, and we've talked a little about that here. I think is where you talk about the stuff, but. So we kind of got that outlined. Today we started working on talking about some changes that I think that they may implement actually ahead, and we talked about a couple of things. Next, in a week or two, we'll get into the office. We're also going to start working on the water resources permit, in other words, Oregon Water Resources, to get the transfer of the water right. We don't need it now, but just kind of we're going to actually invite in probably Kyle Gorman or his junior assistant, and then also the DEQ, and get into the reuse permit. And so that's that. And so Ken comes. We have the chairman of the Water and Sewer, Wayne, and Lori. This was Lori's first time there today, and Scott from the Sewer Water. Scott runs the plant. Scott has been great. Scott is actually very friendly, very outgoing, even tells a joke or two, very knowledgeable, and is actually going to be a heck of an asset to the city and in this. And he's very supportive of everything. So, and like he said, it's really for them out there. It's, you know, this he's really got a good attitude about it. It's just be a, you know, paycheck come from someone different. And we talked about, you know, you're not going to get paid at lunch anymore. And he's... He says they expect that. And he talked about how that all happened 10 years ago before he got there. And one of those things that just continued. They really seem to have a pretty good attitude, I think, about moving forward on all of this at the plant. I think they're having what time? They have. I think that the council, any of you that can, certainly, or the public, would, and those of you who like things, will definitely want to show up next Tuesday at 11:30. They've been meeting in the evening, but because they have their attorney coming and things, they're going to have an executive session in here at 10.
I think
10. So they're going to have they've allowed an hour and a half executive session on next Tuesday. Then they will go into their meeting, and the audit that Stephen Greer and Associates, he's got it, it was Greer Mar, it's a new name now, but Stephen Greer and Brenda, who did that, Bartlett, will be here, and they will go over their findings in of the kind of forensic audit that was done over there. And you know, we are not privy to the confidential nature of that stuff, and there no written document has actually been produced yet, but it will be here. And according to the chair of the Sewer and Water Districts, it will be unedited. Stephen Greer, another, he's an auditor, so his job is to put out the audit. And others get to interpret what it says, and he will verbalize it. But they don't plan on going in and I've used the word scrubbing it. They've said there will be no scrubbing of the audit. The audit will be what the audit is, and then people will take. And I'm assuming the districts are debating ahead of time as to what's in it and some of the ramifications that it may or may not have politically, publicly, and policy wise, and other potential things. I mean, I think it's very clear there's some good things in it, and there's some things that will maybe surprise folks. So stay tuned for next Tuesday. That's where we are with that. USDA, we're working on that stuff. Jeremy and I have met a couple times, and we're getting there pretty good. And today I just went around this afternoon. I had to go to the banks to see if any of the banks would give us a loan on the water lines. One of the requirements of the USDA is that in order for them to transfer this $2.5 million in loans that the water district has, you have to prove that a bank won't make you the loan. So, you know, it's one of those interesting little things. So I yesterday worked on the letter and got that out to each bank, and so we sent them certified today, so we have a receipt that they are getting it, and then I hand-delivered to each branch manager today and sat with each one in a chair and went over that. You know, the reality is it's very difficult for them to meet the terms, rate, and the other things. So it's kind of a formality that you have to go through, but that is a requirement that I initiated today, and they have to have that done in a couple of weeks. Can't think of anything else on that. Does anyone have any questions on it, on the process?
So on the executive session is at 11:30. So no, we're not invited.
At 10 o'clock.
That's at 10 o'clock.
Oh, 10. And then they're going to do the unveiling at 11:30.
Yes, we have been not invited to the executive session. Not as a oversight. Not invited. We're not invited. There's a difference. So, I think that their legal counsel wants to discuss, and you can understand. I mean, I guess why it would be nice to hear. I'm pretty confident after today that we're going to get what it is. And so the idea that I think it gives them a chance to discuss, you know, just what all is, you know, some of the ramifications that it could be. In case there's some possible litigation that could come to them, i.e., which comes to the public ultimately, you could have employee personnel issues. You could have other things. So we're not invited.
Okay. Thank you. Please.
And we will make copies for everyone that shows up of the report. So, because that came up today, is they didn't know how many copies they were going to bring. So we'll make sure. We have a brand new copier. We can spit them out like Congress.
Probably cheaper, too. We're in item 12, which is other matters. And at this time, I would like to... we will go to the discussion on the social gaming license applications. There are two of them in the name of Thomas Terrell of the Lapine Bowling Center, and you have those in front of you, and Carol Rabel of Homestead Tavern. And Dan, would you like to make comments, or anybody got comments?
We approved it, and then it actually became effective here a few days ago, and they were right on this. They were on the application. So I got the City of Bend's application because they just redid it, and Patty Stell had sent that to me. And then I sent that to have our legal counsel review it, and then they added a couple little lines and things. It's so this has the stamp of approval of Jeremy, and it's pretty short to the point.
Okay.
And neither one has paid us the $100 fee. We right. will not give them the license till they pay.
Right. And in the motion, I would entertain a motion to approve these applications for a social gaming license pending payment of the fee.
I'll second. I have a
Motion's
question.
Been made and seconded. Any questions?
Yes.
Okay.
Question. On the Thomas Terrell application, that says dates and hours of operation is 12 to close every day, and it says normal business hours, but is it closed kind of 12 to close? I don't know if that matters to us, but it seems like a real ambiguous time.
He has to follow the ordinance, and our ordinance said 2 a.m., 2:30?
2 a.m.
Yeah, so I mean, he has to follow the ordinance, or is he be in violation? We can go in and shut him down. I think the bowling alley, I mean, but he closes at 11 sometimes, 12 sometimes, 1 a.m. I think that's what he didn't want to put 1 a.m.
So he's just following his business hours.
And I've been down there when they close at 8:30.
Sounds good.
Okay. And I did get a call from the American Legion Hall. Is it Legion? The AVF?
American Legion.
American Legion, and they plan on applying.
How about the Moose? Nothing from them?
I haven't had a call from any of the animal clubs.
I'll make sure that the Moose files are up.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
And what about the Lions?
I said no animal.
We have a motion that's been seconded, and comments are complete. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. We now have a pending payment, social gaming in Lapine. At these two places. And who knows where else. But I would also comment that several people will probably get hired because of these this approval. Can you hear? Did I get something? Okay. We're at a point where we can open up public comments again. So are there anybody with public comments?
Barbara, Vicki, you want to try the new microphone?
Do I hold it down?
No, push the red button.
Yeah.
Name and address.
For the mayor, it's so nice to have a face out here representing the city that people recognize. I have family here. My 13-year-old granddaughter has grown up here, and I brought her in last week and forced her to shake the mayor's hand, and she really enjoyed it, and she saw Councillor Martinez, who she knows, and most of you I think she does know, but I am still concerned about the city, but you've done a great job, and she reads the Eagle every month, front to back, picks out people she knows. And she mentioned that she had seen you in there before and in the bulletin. So I believe that she talks to her friends, too. I said, you can go tell your friends you shook the mayor's hand because, you know, small cities, they don't get out. But large cities, you see all the scandal all the time. The mayor did this and that, so... Good luck. We'll be watching you. But thank you for being out there. At last they have a voice.
Thank you very much, Barbara. I do appreciate the comments. I agree that you know, we ought to be out there, and I find it part of my job to be out there so that if anybody's got anything to say, you know, they don't have to come here all the time. And I think it works well for the city. So thank you very much. But I will also say that the city is moving along very well because of the council we have sitting. And I'm extremely proud to sit here with them. Thank you. Are there any further public comments? Hearing none, we will move to committee reports.
I'm looking at you, Don.
Okay. Long enough to make about an hour's report. I went to the COIC meeting the other night, and you might like to know that there's a non-profit organization, Food Energy Works, that's able to finance up to $30,000 in energy-saving upgrades for homes. Now, these homes have to be built prior to 1993, and it doesn't include solar or anything like that. It's just strictly saving energy, and anybody who's interested can make an application to the COIC. There is $20 million awarded to Oregon under this stimulus program, and the goal is to improve 6,000 homes. And as of now, they've only done 1,000, and they've only got two more years to do it. They're pushing for more work here in Central Oregon. Now, there'll be no motor homes, there'll be travel trailers or anything like that. The home has to be owner-occupied. And contact the COIC for the application. And incidentally, it seems like when you do the COIC, you hear about all of these grants. People up there that's living off of grants. That's all. If they run out of a job, they run out to find a grant to cover it so that they can continue their job. That's what you're talking about. That seems the way it works to me. Myers Memorial Trust has awarded eight grants, for $1.4 million to invest in community food systems. Now, that's getting more food produced locally and getting that food to the market. And they want to invest in existing community gardens, enhance food production by extending the growing season whatever way they can, like we have greenhouses and so forth. They want to increase the transportation and food distribution system, because it seems like one of the problems here in Central Oregon is we've got farmers that can produce the food. They can't get the food economically from the farm to consumer. So the last thing is buy fresh, buy local. They're using that as their marketing program and that's part of their program. And CYC has a 3-year, $300,000 grant to promote these goals. You might like to know who you charged off the loan. The original loan was $49,400, and the amount we charged off was $47,098.92. And it was for Mount Good Company Store. They charged off because that right now there's absolutely no asset at all. Everything is dispersed internally at the FAA.
Senior count on that ride, please.
Seniors, 28,710 rides for elderly and disabled.
Okay. In what time frame?
1 month, September.
Don, if I could, you talked about these grants. Is that for individuals who would like to build a greenhouse, or is that for governments that want to implement some kind of program to do that?
They really didn't get into that very much. I mean, the money is there and available. I think that they're willing to spend the money any way that they can spend it for the most program.
I'd like to have a greenhouse.
Put in for a grant.
Okay. Yeah, they go with my chickens, you know.
That's the supplement to chicken food.
And then rabbits too. Then apply for a grant so you can get your chicken eggs and your produce to market. They can give you gas money from your house.
I'm going to write that down. That's a good idea. Okay.
They want rail transportation too.
I don't think my chickens need the railroad. Stu.
Well, with all this transportation talk, we need to get Liggy on board to get some marketing out in the industrial park, and we could bring some of that here. Liggy report, the meeting that was the other day, update on BioGreen. Nobody knows anything. The permits, as far as the county knows, still have not been applied for. So they're having trouble locking down the buyers in California for the energy that they would provide. So they're still in negotiations for that. So,
Stu, didn't they say they did sell 60% of it?
They did sell 60% of it, but it's the other percentage that right now nobody's buying them. You know, there's no market for it yet. It's getting there, but you know, their credits run out in 2 months, so you know, that's pretty strict timeline there. And let's see what else. They're working on their marketing program. They do have new signs up in the Light Industrial Park if you happen to drive out there. Yeah, I was going to mention that, but I'll let you talk about that.
Oh, no, go ahead. I didn't know if you remembered.
So, okay, where was I?
Oh, you were trying to think of something else to talk about.
No, I was talking about the sign in the industrial park.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
The new signs that they just put up.
Very nice.
Very nice. So if you're out driving around, go out and check those signs out. Okay, now, the OSP, thank you. OSP approached the industrial group for a building, and I think I will let the mayor talk to that.
Okay. The state put out a request for RFPs, request for proposals for either a building or building a building for the police, the OS Oregon State Police Barracks. Spitting. There is a current OSP barracks in Gilcrest that we know, and they're looking to modernize and, if necessary, relocate. As we heard from the board at the Liggy meeting, apparently, and Liggy got this information and moved forward in trying to identify what Liggy could do about fostering getting that to happen. And we found out at the Liggy meeting that the county has made a proposal for the use of the county building and property across the street. The CS Construction, who actually remodeled the city hall, has put forth a proposal, and there is somebody else. There's another proposal out there that's been submitted in regard to this whole subject. So it's interesting and in my mind a great opportunity for Lapine
to host this and actually have that come to the community. Maybe we'd slow down some of this 20-mile-an-hour problems we've got out on Highway 97 during school hours. So that's I think at this time, since I was sort of the committee chair on Halloween, I'll make the comments now. We had what I thought was a fantastic booth at the trunk or treat. Our new member of the staff, Lori Martin, came dressed as I thought it was a gypsy, and she was perfect. We set the booth up, turned the lights on, and we were actually the only booth that had lights, I believe. There was a few other lights, but we had a great addition after we were sort of going. This buccaneer pirate showed up and hung around the booth and run all the kids off. No, our city manager come dressed to the hilt in a fantastic costume as a pirate buccaneer. And I think there was somebody that walked up and didn't recognize him. But it was a great event. We actually handed out about 1,600 pieces of candy. We bought about 1,200 and came in well below budget on what the council had approved to spend. And they brought candy around. Park and Rec gave us candy, and another individual brought candy around. So I think it was just all Park and Rec helped us out, because we would have run out of candy. Yeah. Yeah, it got cold quick. So that's my report on a great event. I think it is a wonderful addition to Lapine's normal annual event of trick or treating, and it turned out well.
I don't either. I'm supposed to go to the Deschutes Water Alliance, and I was intended to this time, and something came up, and I couldn't. I'll try really hard, if I know it's coming up, to call one of you to take my place in the future. But I think they have about a meeting every 2 months or 45 days or something, so not very often. But I thought I was going to make it, and I couldn't get there. So, yeah, apologize for that.
I'd like to offer a comment along those lines, and thank you for bringing that very phrasing up. I think it's important. You know, I believe in what I sort of keep in my mind is PR, presence, and relationships. And I would appreciate it if anybody can't go to a meeting to call me, because I think we need to be at these tables. I think we need to really show our face. And Barbara talks about this. Not only in the community, it's important that one of us be in these meetings. So please call me.
On that note, I have another committee, self-appointed.
Okay.
Through my business, I was invited to the Fire Free program by Commissioner DeBone regarding the they call it biomass disposal, which is brush, woody material that they're piling up in the industrial park. Right. That's what I was trying to think of. I couldn't think of it. Now, that's an annual event where money is provided by the state of Oregon to help reduce the risk of fire in communities. And this particular biomass project was situated up in the, I think it was on Solar Drive up by Sun River. Well, the houses up there started to complain of the chipping operation, so they moved it down to the industrial park. Problem was, there was no advertising for it. It just got around by word of mouth. So next year, we are working with the Solid Waste Department and the county commissioners and Fire Free for signage and more advertising so that the community will be able to take advantage of this project that's going to take place out in the industrial park. And they promised that that would be chipped 3 times a year, and the chipping operation was supposed to take place 2 weeks ago, but unfortunately, I think because of cold weather, it hasn't been accomplished yet. So that's another one. Okay. Another committee that we probably need to add to our list.
Having said that, I would like to ask the council's consent to adopt this committee and have Stu represent the council on that committee.
Oh, I went along. But you're so tied into it. Solid waste, all of that.
I'm so moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Stu, you are now the...
I abstain.
The council's rep. Let's move to staff comments, please. Okay.
Counselors for names, and I asked staff for names, so I just went with what was given to me, and then I went through the chamber directory and pulled names off of that. So,
yeah, then what I want is
yeah, hello? Okay. I was just thinking that it would be nice to maybe invite some of the local city recorders from some of the other cities, Madras, if they haven't been done yet, either by email or...
City recorders, invite city recorders.
Okay.
Well, why don't you just for a second just tell about what the general meeting and
well, let's see. Taken apart desks, hauled them upstairs, sorted through boxes, moved boxes, worked on computers, redone desks, redone computers. Sorted, clutter-free, you know, rearrange. Had dinner with the Boy Scouts tonight. That was good.
She's like I said, you know, I can tell you this goes back to her, and, you know, when you went on my lawn and just next year, we basically started recycling. Because she's just really into recycling. And so she's like, cities can make recycling and all of that. And she's in it. So we're in recycling today.
Well, the city can go green.
We're getting there.
We're pretty green. Yeah. Okay.
I second that.
Council comments?
This one's going to be painted today. You'll notice the RFD art fixed the metal around the edge, and that was supposed to be kind of look almost like that other than shiny spots. But then they had to grind that, and they said that the paint wouldn't show here, but the grind was. So anyway, that was going to get painted, and the architect designed that in. And this is the young girl that is in train basically at the HSR architecture. She bugs me about this ground. It had just a square with a light in the middle of it, which is what it would have looked like. You know, we would have taken a lot away, and that LED light kind of would have been good. So, it is going to the architecture, this will get painted next week, into like a something almost looks like the metal. Something will say, keep it like it is. And you'll notice the metal around the edge, it's like steel on the edge. So, they at this point, I haven't heard of it. They've done very well in this building, and they've got it figured out. So anyway, if you look up, and they're still.
Anything else to come before the council? We'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I have one comment before we adjourn.
Okay.
This is sort of a serious thing. The other day I was driving down here, and the flashing yellow light was on 97. And you know that means cool zone, and that light flash is supposed to slow down to 10 miles an hour. I slowed down. I had cars right up against me in the back. Couldn't even see their radiator ornament. Two cars were in front of me, and before I could get through the school zone, they were clear out of town. Then I left from here. I stopped at the stop sign up here, and a log truck was coming down the street, and I noticed that log truck was slowed down. He was actually really traveling slow, but right behind him come a black double cab pickup. Went in through the turn lane, passed him, and he was gone down here like a shark. No, I think that we all should make an effort to tell our friends and neighbors and everything that, hey, 97 may be a highway, but it's still going to be school zone, and we need to protect the kids we have in our community. And to me, a very serious thing, and I would even go so far, I think I've already talked to Karen and talked to Rick. I think we need to ask either the county or the state police to kind of put a sting along this. We don't need another accident or a accident. We just need to be able to do it.
All right. A motion to adjourn.
I will make that motion to adjourn.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn. For adjourned. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
For adjourned.